they responded in the way they have all along by saying, there's nothing much in this. We didn't know what was going on. You've got no proof that can nail any of our journalists. The key exchange was over one of the documents that Nick Davis presented last week. He came up with various bits of paper at a really dramatic hearing last week when he said, look, I can show you this, and this, which provides further evidence of widespread involvement in phone hacking at the News of the World, one of which was an email that showed that a junior reporter had been preparing on a transcript based on Gordon Taylor's phone being hacked. And at the top of this, he said, this is a transcript for Neville Thirlbeck, who's been chief reporter of the News of the World for a long, long time. But when the executives were grilled about that, they said, well, we spoke to Neville Thirlbeck and he doesn't seem to remember this. Turns out the reporter didn't remember writing it either. And that was as far as it went. So I think the News International went back to Wapping thinking, these guys haven't got any more evidence against us that we haven't seen already. They can't nail it on our people. We will stick to the line that Clive Goodman was a single rogue operator.
I mean, yeah, their line is that no one else knew anything about phone hacking. I mean, that was that entirely convincing?
I don't think it was the loss of the, but more important than what I think is what the committee thinks, and it was pretty clear to me that several members of the committee don't think that's convincing. Adam Price at one point said he thought it was implausible that people didn't know what was going on. But there's one thing, sort of not being convinced by someone's story. It's another thing having documentary proof that proves that it's not true. I think we're very much in the former territory.
And what about Andy Coulson? I mean, you've pointed out, Andy, that explanation or the line taken by the News of the World is slightly different from the line taken by David Cameron, who said he believes in giving people a second chance, implying that something was done that was wrong in the first place. Did Andy Coulson's evidence suggest that Cameron's been wise to have stuck by him?
Well, Coulson came out quite well from today's hearing. I felt he was, of the four witnesses, he was by far the most sort of confident. He was the only sort of one who sort of risked a couple of jokes. He revealed at the end that he'd had his phone hacked. He said he'd got a call from John Yates the day after the Guardian story appeared. John Yates, you remember, did a press conference, said when they said they were going to start contacting people who had their phones hacked. Coulson said he got a call that night. That's quite significant because it suggests that Glenn Mulcair, the private investigator doing this phone hacking, may have been working for other papers as well, which has always been the News of the World's case. They say, okay, you can prove that this guy was up to dodgy stuff, but you can't prove that he was doing it for us. So in lots of respects, I think he came out of it quite well. He insisted that he wasn't aware of this activity going on. He said there were suggestions in the ether, that was the phrase used, but he wouldn't admit to kind of knowing that any of his journalists were involved in this, and none of the members of the committee had evidence to prove otherwise.
And were the questions from MPs on the Culture Committee sufficiently rigorous, do you think?
These sorts of hearings build up big expectations because people expect a great forensic sort of court-style grilling where someone's going to sort of fess up 20 minutes in and put their hands up and say, okay, I give in, you've caught me out. And they never proceed like that. And they're also not, the select committee format isn't a particularly good one for these investigative forensic inquiries. Each MP gets about 5 minutes to ask questions. They divvy them up in advance, but what happens is some people start pursuing a line of questioning that is getting somewhere and is yielding results, and then immediately the chairman turns to someone else. But that said, there are some smart people on the committee, so it was an interesting session. It was There were plenty of rewarding stuff that did come out of it, and interesting that the chairman let it run. Went on for about 3 hours, sort of at least an hour over, longer than any of us were expecting. So there was no one there who kind of felt that they didn't get the chance to put the questions they wanted to.